Oh, well.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Well, first of all, Nick, when you asked us to do an Aria rap, I was a little bit surprised. I do love rapping. I love hip hop. So here we go.
I think you know that's not what I meant.
No, we know that. maybe we'll start with some of the awards that were won.
Please.
Crowded House, it was inducted into the Aria Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame is not a bad place for somewhere as big as Crowded House to actually be. That's kind of nice.
I'm surprised it took so long, really.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah. One Direction won International Artist. This is their fifth year in a row.
One Direction?
Yes.
How is that award judged?
Come on, guys.
If it's on sales, they probably deserve
it. Yeah, true. Flume, he won, I think it was the best new album or best album of the year, and along with four other awards, but he did have 11 nominations.
11 nominations.
He actually spoke up about the lockout laws in his speech.
The
Sydney lockout laws, it's pretty important. Yeah. There's a lot of activism last night, actually.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good, good.
And Troye Sivan, YouTube sensation. We were speaking about it a bit earlier.
We were.
He won Song of the Year with his hit song Youth, as well as Best Video for the acoustic version. And he stated, "This is for every gay Australian kid who wants to go and make music and every LGBTQI kid who wants to go and make music. You can totally do it and win an ARIA too."
That is actually a very lovely message and something that was kind of nice to have come out of the ARIAs.
Yeah. Kylie Minogue actually stepped up on stage with her fiancé too, Joshua Sass. I don't think they were nominated for anything. Kylie Minogue's always relevant, let's be honest. And because her fiancé, Josh, actually started the Say I Do Down Under campaign. So he gave a little speech about that too. And Sia, who won Best Female Artist, cool. She was unable to attend the ceremony, but she got one of the ambassadors for the Equality Campaign, I think that's the name of it, to accept the award on her behalf. So, yeah, that was just a really good voice for the LGBTQI plus community last night at the awards.
That's a lot of activism. Wow.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
What else? So one thing that caught my attention was Draft won Best Urban Album, but are we not at the stage yet that we can't change the word urban to hip hop? I have to add that in.
Now, I know this is very important to you working on 2SER's hip hop show.
Yeah.
So why would that be such a big difference, changing urban to hip-hop?
I don't know. I just feel urban's outdated. Like, hip-hop is a movement. It always has been. Why can't we just name it what it is?
Like, okay.
That's how I feel about it. It is important. It needs to be recognised. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good. Nice bit of passion for the morning.
And in terms of the red carpet,
this is the important part.
Let's get to the crux of it.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'd really like to offer an analysis of what the men of the Arias
please
wore, just to counter all that critique of the ladies.
Yeah, good, good.
So Peking Duck, so the duo, they showed up in matching black track suits with Lacoste slide shoes, and they also had undoubtedly the cutest accessories of the event. They were each nursing a really cute sausage dog.
I'm sorry. So they paired black tracksuits with slip-on shoes and
white
a duck's hood.
White slip-on shoes with black socks.
And those white slide shoes are really in.
Look. They are on point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'll take your word for it.
The Wiggles, unsurprisingly, showed up in their usual colourful turtlenecks and black slacks.
Would we even recognise them if they didn't?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not meant to be rude, by the way. I love the Wiggles. I think they're great. I used to watch them when they were still the Cockroaches.
I mean, they could at least chuck on a suit with the turtleneck. I think that would look great. It'd be
they
a real
might look like a Bond villain if we weren't careful, though.
Robbie Williams.
Oh, yeah. He wore a black and white psychedelic pattern blazer. The pattern was kind of hypnotic, and I think maybe he's trying to hypnotize people to stay relevant.
Yeah.
I think he's...
I have this image of it
there?
Looking terrible
He's
on camera, but yeah, all right.
Yeah,
cool.
And So Ben Lee, he's previously won ARIA's awards, right? But he dismissed the competitive nature of the awards at some point yesterday. But then he showed up wearing like a hideously yellow banana-coloured suit.
A banana-coloured on Ben yeah. Lee. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe he was like just trying to
stand out,
bring back a positive vibe after dissing the awards. I'm not sure. But yeah, most of the other guys just showed up in an unexciting assortment of like suits, T-shirts, jeans. To no criticism, obviously.
Really, none
here
at all,
I am.
Of course, yeah.
And we'll give a special mention to the lady who took out, she really took out the fashion statement of the night.
Yeah.
The Swedish songstress, Tove Lo, wore a brown sheer number.
I think it was actually more copper. Like, I used to work in retail. It definitely wasn't brown.
Okay,
this kind of detail is really important.
And it featured embroidered ovaries.
Embroidered ovaries?
Yes.
On the potentially copper, potentially brown sheer
it's
dress.
Definitely copper.
Yeah, she named it something else. Yeah.
I think that's a really...
We'll keep it.
Bold ovaries. Statement to make. She's obviously drawing attention to the fact that people are going to critique her for whatever she wears because she's got ovaries.
Yeah.
Like, not that, you know.
All right. So just to recap, lots of activism, some cool awards, crowded house in the Hall of Fame, men not exactly setting the red carpet on fire, and a particularly intriguing dress.
Exciting.
Just the usual ARIA awards. Really.
It does sound very, very ARIA awards. Erin and Jo, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having us.
Incredible recap.